Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 131. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Carl.
Hey, Carl. Brian.
Not Dwayne again. He's
unfortunately.
Unfortunately unavailable again, so hopefully he'll be back on next month. And how's it going so far?
Not bad.
All right, so we like to start off every episode with what we've gotten. We'll start off with you this time, Carl. What'd you get?
Okay, I got a few things. I got the Han Solo from the number 372 vintage collection. It's from A New Hope for the ones that can't get to see the picture of it in the video. And I got the Chewbacca as well. How many Chewbaccas have we had on this card? I'm not really sure.
That's the second one, I'm pretty sure.
And now this one right here
is more zoomed out picture of Chewbacca.
This one right here kind of makes me angry a little bit. I think if you use a different picture on the card back, you should use a different number, but it is still number 231 with a different Stormtrooper picture. Same.
Yeah, number. I agree.
So, and I got four of those if someone missed out or something, I would be willing to let a couple go. And I also got the Ben Kenobi, which I think turned out fantastic, and that's from a Star Wars A New Hope. He looks, it really has a good likeness and everything. It's, and it was long overdue because the last figure we got of him did not look like Ben Kenobi at all.
Yeah, and, I agree.
And we had our Star Wars Fall Festival, and at it, off our giveaway table, I got a Black Series Aayla Secura, and I think it looks fantastic, even though I'm not, I maybe got three Black Series figures now, but it was one of the cooler things that was on the table. And I picked up, it was only a dollar, so I picked up a Revenge of the Sith hologram Palpatine.
Wow. Where'd you get that at?
Off of Michael Thomas's table. He was blowing out figures and stuff. So you can't beat a dollar for a figure. And also from him, I got a Power of the Force 2. Oh, there goes its reins in the floor. Tauntaun.
Okay.
And I got a few episode one Kadoos. I think that's how you pronounce it. The things that the Gungans rode when they was having the big battle and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
I got like three of those from him, and they was really cheap as well. And various loose figures. There was too many to mention, but a couple of the ones that I really wanted and I was glad to get, I got a vintage collection Greedo loose and it's a Rodian. I don't remember his name though as well. A Greedo-like creature figure. I got those, and I was thrilled to get this in the mail. I got the Cantina Adventure play set that comes with four figures. I haven't opened it; it's sealed still. But I don't know. I'm going back and forth if I want to open it or not.
So you got that Greedo. The other one would be called Greedon't.
I guess possibly so. But it's surprising if you look on a guide how many of that same species figures that they've made. I didn't realize they've made that many. Oh, I got this one laying here, too. I got that loose figure really cheap for a dollar.
That's Greta.
Yes.
I mean, really, it is. I think her name is Greta.
Okay.
Or something like that.
But it was a fun fall festival. It was a little lower than usual numbers-wise, but it was still a lot of fun.
I agree. I do think it was quite a bit lower than normal. I don't know if, some people, I mean, we didn't see very many people at all from Ohio or Indiana or any of those places, which they normally come to.
Yeah.
But the Ohio group was having their fall con or whatever you want to call it the very next weekend. So I don't know if people didn't want to come out, go travel twice or something. I don't know.
That was possible. I know a couple of people, I did message and tell them that they was missed, and they was unfortunately said they had plans that weekend and couldn't make it. So that happened too.
Yeah, they had plans even though it's been scheduled out for like 6 months or more.
I think it's impossible though to get a date that would work for every single person though.
Oh yeah, it is. I'm not a big fan of our group when we schedule stuff in October because that's a huge busy month.
Yes, exactly. That's why I did like having the fall festival in September.
Lots of conventions are in October, and then Halloween's in October, so people are doing stuff for that. So,
yeah.
Anyway, what did I get?
Yeah.
Let's see. I have to start pulling some figures out of this box here. So, the first one is Carson Tava. and see if I can find him here.
He might be my favorite of the year. He's
a, he is a really good figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got Carson Tava, who's the X-Wing pilot that was in The Mandalorian, Ahsoka. What else has he been in?
He just feels like he's been all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was in a those series, and then also let's see, Asajj Ventress. That would be this one here in her purple, you know, garb, along with her double lightsabers, Sith lightsabers, because they're red. This is from the Clone Wars cartoon. So this is the time period where she was Dooku's apprentice, or whatever you want to call it. Then I've got Alexander Kallus from Rebels, who later becomes Fulcrum. This is in his Imperial disguise stuff, or his Imperial stuff, whatever you want to call it. Let's see, what else do I have? Crosshair. Where is Crosshair? Let's see. What I got here? Night Sister Marin, Moff Gideon. Another, Moff Gideon's another good one.
Oh, yeah, it's top two or three for me, too. It's going to be, when we do our end of the year podcast, it's going to be hard picking favorites.
Yeah, here's Crosshair, the Bad Batch. That's the second one from the Bad Batch group.
Which is crazy to think about how long that's Bad Batch has been out. And that's
yeah, I know. Hunter was the first one. Here's Cobb Vanth without his armor. And that's from the Book of Boba Fett. And then the Ben Kenobi, which you got. The Stormtrooper, which you got. And we've got the Stormtroopers of the Empire 3-pack, which includes a Biker Scout, a Snowtrooper, and a Sandtrooper. So it's all in one deluxe 3-pack. And, of course, the Cantina Adventure set, which Carl already showed.
Are you going to open yours or leave yours sealed? I keep going back and
forth. I don't know. I mean, I already have an original Cantina Adventure set, so yeah. I don't know if I need to open this one.
Well, the problem, I really don't care about the set that much. I just kind of want to see the figures, at, you know, maybe possibly display them. So that's why I would open it.
Yeah. I got a Snowtrooper 4-pack here somewhere. Did you get that one?
I did not order that one yet. I may at some point.
Okay. And then I found this at Walmart the other day. Black Series Dooku on the Revenge of the Sith card.
Woohoo, Christopher Lee.
Yeah. They put these on the original Revenge of the Sith looking cards that the 3 3/4 inch figures were on. They put it in, of course, this is Black Series, so it's 6-inch scale. So it's the first time they've ever done the 6-inch scale of this, and that looks pretty cool. I have a Magna Guard that I got at the Fall Festival. I don't know what it's sitting somewhere. I don't remember what I did with it. I got some lightsabers. I bought them off of Facebook Marketplace off someone. I got a Ventress, Cal Kestis, a Temple Guard, and I can't remember what the fourth one is. I got another one. I forgot what it was.
Well, that's cool.
I got a vintage Power of the Force Obi-Wan Kenobi. So this is from the vintage Power of the Force line from 1985. And of course it comes with the coin, and the card is not bad. The bubble's a little squished and kind of a tint of yellow. It's hard to tell because the backdrop behind him is yellow also, behind the figure. So it's kind of hard to tell if the bubble is, but I think it is a little yellow by looking at the side of it. But I did not have the coin, and the coin's hard to find. Let's see, what else did I get? I got the re-release of Dengar on the Vintage Collection.
So I assume that's a thicker card, isn't it now?
Yeah, it's a thicker card. It's VC-01A, which makes no sense because, I mean, it looks the same. I don't understand what they did to it.
I didn't pick it up, so I was waiting to hear reviews and stuff.
Oh, the card back is different. So I'm confused now. If the card back is different, then why is it not different number on the Stormtrooper? Why doesn't it have an A?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. It's really confusing what they're doing.
And then I got the re-release of the Ponda Baba. Did you get that one?
Yes, I did get that
one. Okay, because you never got the original one.
No, I don't have the original one now. Now from it's the same carded picture on the front, so it will look like original from the front.
I don't know where mine's at right now, but it's because I do have Yeah, but it has a sticker on it.
True.
And it looks different on the back too. The back is
yeah.
definitely different. I think that's it. That's all I got. So let's see. We got our normal meeting, which will be this coming Saturday at the Ashland region for Case Walk, Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Club at the Flatwoods Public Library from noon to 3. Come join us, and who knows what we'll do. And unfortunately, it's Bo's last game, so I'll be in and out of the meeting back and forth.
I have my first Halloween party I'm going to, so I will have to leave early probably, but I will be there.
I don't know if was there any.
I looked last night and I could not find any new announcements at all.
I couldn't see any announcements either. So this is one of those really short, you know, segments for this one, because most of the time we have a bunch, but, you know, I don't
know. There was that Christmas droid that you already pre-ordered for us that was announced from Disney. That was the newest thing. I think it's still available if anybody needs it.
Oh, what is it called? R2H25, something like that?
Yeah, he looks like a candy cane.
Yeah, it's got a candy cane sticking out of his head, too. It should be here this week. but that's the only one that I saw that was released in the last month or was shown. Usually they have another, like, fall con of some kind.
Yeah.
Hasbro does.
Yeah, Walmart's doing a fall con this weekend, but I have not seen anything mentioned from Hasbro or something. So maybe it will be re-releases or a surprise or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that takes us to our general discussion, which we're going to be talking about the Power of the Force 2. So there is a ton of Power of the Force 2. We're going to be talking about mostly the orange cards to start off with. Is we're going to start, like we were doing with the vintage stuff, we're going to go through and talk about, you know, some of the ones that came out. And these have, like, really odd fixes and changes throughout time, because they started out with numbering on the back where it would be like 0.00 for the original. And then if they made a change, it'd be 0.01, but only if the change was something on the card back itself, not with the figure itself.
Yeah.
You know, so if something changed with the actual figure, they didn't make any changes. But if they changed like a name or some kind of a typo or something like that, then they'd come out with a different card back number. So we're going to start out with Ben Kenobi. And these came out in 1995, toward the fall, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You know, I actually have a receipt somewhere. I don't know where it is, from the first ones that I bought at Heels from this line, but I actually looked for it and I could not find it after keeping it for so many years.
It's probably faded anyway.
True.
But whenever you saw these in the, did you know about this before you saw
from
it in the store?
Yeah. Toy Fair. And I was, at the time I was buying starting lineups and Star Trek figures. So I was still had a collector's bug in me, and then it kind of changed everything. I completely dropped starting lineups when these started hitting, and Star Trek.
Yeah, I had no idea these were coming. I was like you. I would occasionally buy a starting lineup. For like baseball, especially for like Reds players if they ever had them.
Yeah, but I did Reds and Bengals and Dallas Cowboys. So I was a little more out there.
Yeah, I never bought any Bengals or any other football or anything like that. I just bought baseball. That was it. And so I was totally surprised when I saw these.
Well, that's kind of cool. I'd like to have been surprised to walk in and saw them, but Toy Fair had a couple of big articles on it and stuff, because I was buying it every single month. I really liked that little toy magazine.
Yeah, me too. What was your initial reaction when you first saw them?
My first reaction was the aliens look cool, and like Ben Kenobi looked kind of cool, but when I saw Luke and Han, I was like, what? I was like, are we suddenly like He-Man and the Masters of the Universe for Star Wars?
I thought they were like, I was like, they crossed over He-Man? I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, but I was still like thrilled. It's like, oh my gosh, Star Wars figures are back finally. Because up until then, it had been such a dry spell. The only thing I can think of that we had was occasionally random stuff, like little bronze colored looking keychains and stuff like that. There was
the Bendems came out the year before.
Oh, I forgot about the Bendems. Yeah, we had the Bendems too.
They came out in 94.
It was definitely a dark time for Star Wars figures.
Oh yeah, from 86, because there were still some figures that trickled out, even though they were technically 85, from the Ewoks and droids and stuff like that. But from like 86 through 95, you know, right up to 95, there was nothing really.
Yeah.
You know, nobody expected anything. And what's crazy is that Kenner, who at the time had the license whenever, you know, in 85, 86 time period, all they had to do was to pay a $10,000 check, you know, $10,000 to Lucasfilm to keep the rights in perpetuity. So that means forever.
Yeah.
All they had to do was pay $10,000. They could have write it. They could have wrote a check every year, not even done anything, just to keep the rights to Star Wars toys. And if they'd have done that and still been doing it today, they'd still only have to pay $10,000. Now, I'm sure some lawyer somewhere would probably, you know,
yeah,
null and void that somehow, but I don't know how they would have, because it was a written contract. And, you know, as long as they kept paying $10,000 a year for royalty rights, they could have made the figures forever. And it would be a whole lot cheaper now if they would be doing that too, because I'm sure the licensing fees are not $10,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm sure about that too.
It's about 20%, I think, of what they sell for.
Yeah, it's funny to listen to Steve Sansweet talk about that in one, I don't know, some documentary or something. He's like, mm-hmm. Someone just forgot to pay that.
Yep, someone just forgot to write the check.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all they had to do was write a check. So, yeah, somebody got fired over that, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start with the first one there for you on line 111.
Yeah.
See that? Okay. So Ben Kenobi, his first one was, of course, 0.00, which everybody knows that they all started with that. Okay. So it was on an orange card, had a square bubble. I don't know what this guy that did this list here put old peg hook. I don't know what that means.
I think they changed the peg hook slightly to the opposite direction or something like that. I can't remember for sure. It's been so
maybe
long.
To make them sit more straight on the peg, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. And so he had a dark brown belt and then no tape on the lightsaber. So this guy's getting down to the nitty gritty, because these things, so because the words are escaping me. The words on the card didn't change. The next one was still 0.00. But it had a dark brown belt with tape on the lightsaber. I'm like, really? Are we getting that nitpicky? I mean, can you imagine having all these different versions?
Yeah, I'm thinking probably after they released that without tape, maybe in packing, some of the lightsabers was falling out of the slot or something, I assume.
Yeah, and these both are long saber versions.
Yes.
And then the next one, which is also a long saber version, but it's 0.01, and it has a full body photo instead of the half body, and then a dark brown belt buckle. And then in the fourth and fifth sentences, what does this say? Did it cut it off? I can't make that bigger. I can't tell what that says.
All it says on my screen is fourth and sentence.
Oh, it has the word "and" in the fourth and sixth sentence of the bio. So that's all they wrote on there. I don't know what that means, because we don't have pictures. All we have is just this guy's list of stuff. So here we still have the long sabers, which if you've seen the long sabers, they are huge.
Yes, they look awkward. Like,
they're as big as their body, or even taller than some of the figures.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So then the next one is also 0.01, but it has a short saber in a long tray. So this is where they change the size of the saber to be a more realistic, you know, size to the figure, and it has the short saber in a long tray. So then the next one is a short saber in a short tray, and then there's another one where it says micro saber in a short tray. I don't know what the micro saber is.
I'm not
I have no
sure.
clue what that is. Never heard of it before. But this guy says that the one with the short saber in the long tray is very rare, very hard to find. So later on, whenever the green carded figures started coming out, they started to put or right, you know, just before the green card figures started to come out, I should say, they started putting the holograms on the figure,
which I wasn't a fan of.
See, I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Well, I'm the complete opposite, because I actually considered, but I changed my mind of taking and trying to heat it up and peel them off, but I didn't.
Yeah. So they had three different versions of that one. They had, of course, there were 0.01 cards, the holograms, and then a short saber, short tray, short saber, short tray, the light brown belt buckle, and then a micro saber in the short slot or short tray with a dark brown belt buckle. I don't, that just had to be the difference between manufacturing plants or something, the colors.
That's what I would think.
Darker than the other. I don't really think that's a true, you know, difference in my opinion. But did you have this figure regardless of what carded number?
I had a couple of versions of it. I think I maybe had three total, and I still have the one with the long lightsaber, but a lot of these I ended up opening because they was taking up a lot of space, and on top of that, they really wasn't even growing in any value over time.
In fact, they were probably going down in value.
Yeah, but I did, because it was so awkward looking. I do still have a carded Obi-Wan Kenobi with the long lightsaber.
I don't think I have, if I remember right, I don't think I had any of the long sabers, because I got them, I guess, long after they came out, and they were, you know, could have been several months after they first started coming out, because I, you know, I didn't go to Walmart every day, you know, looking for figures, you know, for the last 10 years before that happened or whatever it was. So it was just one of those things where, you know, I just happened to be in there one day and saw them, and I was like, oh, so I ended up buying them. And they were like, what, $5 back then?
Yeah, like four something maybe. I'm sure I have a couple somewhere probably with the sticker still on it.
Yeah, he's also got a bunch of other errors.
If anybody wants this list or whatever to look at it themselves, you can. All you have to do is Google, and it will come up with a thread on the Rebel Scum forums, and it's like a group effort. A lot of people worked on this to put this together.
Yeah. So there's a whole ton of different errors, like two short sabers in the short slot. I'm like, really? No, ones with no saber, you know, no long saber, you know, half. It's just crazy how the different ones. All right, so we'll go on to the next one, and we'll go on to Boba Fett. And Boba Fett was, you know, he looked buff too, even though he was in armor.
He was my favorite of that initial wave right there.
Yeah. So the you want to talk about the Boba Fett?
Yeah. He on the 0.00 photo with an orange card, it had an old peg hook and half circles on hands, which was really, really, I guess, the first release, and people was going crazy for that at one time. And I do still have that one on card, but I don't think people go crazy for it now. And it also says, ending the last sentence of two paragraphs. And then they later on, they had a .0, the same hook and everything, but they corrected it and put the full circles on the hand. And then there was a .01 with a half circle on it as well.
That's where they corrected. See, the sentence, the second paragraph ended with a comma instead of a period.
Yeah.
So that's whenever they corrected the period.
Okay. And then, of course, there's a .01 with the full circle on the hand. So did you have those versions, by the way, the half circle and the full circle?
I have the full circle.
Okay. I had one of each at one time. I think I still have the half circle.
I think I have a half circle as well. I don't know which one, if it's 0.00 or 0.01. I haven't looked at it, so it's so long I can't remember which one it is.
But all the other releases, like when they did these on the green card, like Brian mentioned with the hologram, it's got a new peg hook as well. And then they did a 0.2 photo without the hologram green card. Because I think
Just talk about the orange cards. Don't worry about the green.
Don't worry about the green. But I was just
we'll talk about those at some other time.
Okay, so I thought that was from the first way we might do that. All right, never mind.
Otherwise, we'll be here all day long.
Yeah, and I think the rest of these are all European, Japanese releases there.
Yeah, then just skip the errors because there's so many errors that it could take forever to go through those.
Yeah, that's a lot of those.
What's that?
I was going to say, I guess C-3PO is next.
Yep, C-3PO is next. And he comes on just the .00 as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Square bubble, old pull peg hook, the four-digit. Not sure what the four-digit means.
Yeah.
But narrow head, and then there's a wide head version. I'm not sure what those are. I've never heard of that version.
I haven't either. I just thought those was all the same. So
yeah, I did too.
I couldn't tell you which one I have.
Me either. And that's pretty much it for that one, C-3PO. And I had that one as well. I'm pretty sure I got all the orange cards, and I still have them today.
Yeah.
But later on, I got rid of a bunch of them because they were just taking up too much space. Because I always kept mine on the card, so I had like Rubbermaid tote after tote full.
Oh, yeah, I did too. That's when I went through and started cutting back and then opening a bunch of them and putting them in baggies and stuff like that. But like you, I kept a bunch of the orange carded ones, the first ones they did. So that would bring us to Chewbacca, which I thought was a good looking figure. And he was on the .00 photo orange card, square bubble, old peg hook, and four digit. And they also did a hologram on an orange card with Chewbacca as well. I don't think I ever had that with the Chewbacca on the orange card with the hologram.
No, I didn't have too many of them with the hologram. I only had like maybe two that I can remember.
And he doesn't really have any variants, so I guess that's it for him.
Yep. So that'll take us to Darth Vader. Darth Vader, his card back, they only had one card back variation, just the .00. He didn't have any other variations, but he did have the long saber. I'm not sure what dull hilt means.
I'm not sure about that either.
I guess whether it was because the other one says long saber shiny hilt, so I'm guessing the other one wasn't nearly as shiny. Mm-hmm. And then later on,
it was probably a factory thing, depending on which factory painted it.
Probably. Yeah, so later on, they probably, redid it, made it a little more shiny so it would stand out more. And, of course, then, after that, they went to the short saber with the long tray and then the short saber with the short tray. And he also had a hologram version, the short saber on the short tray.
Yeah.
But it was still .00 on the card back, even though it had a sticker on it.
And I still have a long saber version of him on card.
I do not. I don't think I have any, if I remember right. So that's all of those for Darth Vader. So let's go on to the Death Star Gunner.
Yep, looks like it.
All right, go ahead.
Death Star Gunner just has the .00 photo orange card, square bubble, old peg hook, four-digit radiation suit, and blaster pistol. But if you notice, he's not really that buff and muscular, I didn't think, the Death Star Gunner.
It's not as much.
Not as like Luke and Han style muscles.
Yeah. Did you ever buy more than one of these, like these guys?
I think I, not of the Death Star Gunner, but there was a couple other different ones I did. I think I just had one of him.
Okay.
What about you?
No, I only had the one. Unless...
I didn't plan on... open him. That's why at the time I probably didn't try to army build anybody or something.
Same here. I didn't open any of mine because I just had them hanging on my wall, so I didn't open up any of them. All right, looks like next is Greedo. Greedo just came on the .00 card and came with his Rodian blaster rifle, and all the rest of the stuff is exactly the same as the rest of them.
Yeah,
so I had him and he didn't look as buff either.
No, and he's
he was bigger than he should have been, but it didn't look as big.
No.
All right. Next, Han Solo.
Yep, Han Solo. He has a .00 photo orange card, square bubble, old peg hook, four digit, and then the same thing with the same .00 no tape on blaster, and then he had a hologram orange card as well with one peg hook and four digit.
Did you see where some of these? Like in the last like 3 or 4 years that they made Black Series figures on these type cards?
Yes, I have noticed that.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool nod to the original Power of the Force 2 figures.
Yeah, they should have done something in the Vintage Collection 2 for it or something. Or done an online by itself, a 4-inch figures nod to it. But it's still kind of cool they did it with Black Series.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the vintage collection will come to an end at some point, like soon?
No, I don't think it will, because I think, just like they've already announced last year that when they did their last HasLab, that they it was going to be, it sounded like they was going to focus on an attack of the clones. I think it may become more of a niche thing, where it's almost became that now, because you hardly ever find stuff in stores. I still think they'll put out a few a year. As long as Disney keeps the license, I think we'll keep seeing them.
I don't know. I mean, especially with the price going up. They announced last week that it's going to go up to $19.99.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I mean, up till this point right now, I'm going to collect all of it.
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten every figure that they've released on the Vintage Collection line, with the exception of those two that was in that San Diego Comic-Con exclusive pack, you know, thing that they did with the Death Star, the Salacious Crumb, and Mouse Droid.
Yeah.
But I've gotten every single one, but I'm probably not going to do that anymore. I mean, $20 a figure, if you're releasing, you know, 25, 30 figures a year, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes the figure, the quality is kind of, yeah, there's been a few. I mean, they've done a great job overall this year, but there's been a few I've looked at and kind of went, yeah, I don't know. Or re-releasing somebody or something like that. No. But yeah, I think,
plus,
I was, go ahead.
I was going to say, plus, if you want to open one, I mean, that's really expensive now if you want to card it and open one.
And I'll do that sometimes. I probably will not be doing that at $20 a figure. But the problem, too, of course, this is already an issue. Your pricing, if you do see them on the store, a parent will see that $20 figure and think, well, I can go over here and maybe get my kid this different line, and they're $10 a figure.
Yeah, or less.
Yeah, so that's going to hurt the kids' market even more by having them at $20 a figure.
Yeah. All right, so our next one is Han Solo in Carbonite, and he's on all the same stuff. And then at his .00 card back has in carbon chamber with carbonite block, and then the .01 has in carbonite block on the card.
Yeah.
And of course he comes also with a hologram one on the .01, and it says also in carbonite block. And later on, this one has a ton of different .00s.
Yes.
This one was pretty cool too. I liked seeing the Han and Carbonite, because the original Power of the Force Han and Carbonite was so expensive for most people back then, because it was so hard to find.
Yeah. And I think the sculpting and everything was good, especially on the Carbonite block.
Yep. Let's see. A lot of the Hans in this. Arnie, you got the next one there?
Yeah, Han Hoff is the next one. And once again, he's a little too buff, but he's .00. Pretty much everything we've already said, same hook and everything. And it says very pale skin paint. And then there's a .00 with a wide open right hand. I remember reading about some of these mm-hmm. figures that had these open hands, closed hands and stuff in the Toy Fair. Had an article about these at one point.
Yes, they showed. Oops. And I was raising my hand up to show you that it had, you know, the hand out like this, and as opposed to this, so you could hold the actual blaster.
Yeah. There's also a .00 photo orange card slanted bubble closed hand.
Yeah, the closed hand was the one they fixed.
Yes, because if you're not going to be able to hold a hand, he's not going to be much playability. Hold a gun, sorry.
Yeah.
Playability. The rest of those are all foreign.
Yep. Our next one is Lando Calrissian Bespin. That was the first one, .00, was gold cape lining. So I guess inside the cape, it was gold lined, which I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that either. I was sitting there thinking, wow.
Yeah. And then there's a light brown lining and then a dark brown lining. So there's, you know, different versions of that one. And, I know we're not talking about the green cards, but I just had to get this. And this one says it's very rare. It's the green, the Lando on the green card back. I actually have that one because it's in a three pack. It came from Sam's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I bought it at Sam's whenever I saw it.
So you still got the three pack all sealed together then?
Yep.
That's cool.
I cannot remember who else it came with, but
I never had any of those packs from Sam's.
All right. Let's see who's next. Luke Dagobah. There you go, Carl.
I'm still scrolling for Luke Dagobah. There he is. Okay, Luke Dagobah. He has the .00, and his first one has the long saber, which we've talked about already a little bit. And the second one has a short saber, long slot, and then keeping the .00, a short saber and short tray, so they finally got that all figured. And then slanted bubble, short saber, short tray.
For those that don't know what the difference between the square bubble and the slanted bubble is, the square bubble was totally square all the way around the figure, whereas the slanted bubble, at the very top above his head, it was slanted up toward the card. So the bubble was had a little slant to it. That's what they mean by the slanted.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Next is, oh my, Luke Skywalker Jedi Knight. This one's got a ton. So yeah. This one has tan vest. These are all .00. So all these changes are only with the figure itself. Tan vest, indented saber, blue cloak. I don't know what the blue cloak.
Yeah, there was a release that the cloak is really, I wouldn't really call it blue, but I guess maybe it did have a blue shade to it, but it was definitely not black looking. It was odd.
Okay.
Yeah.
A tan vest, indented saber, black cloak. Tan vest, ribbed saber, blue cloak.
Tan what do they vest, mean by rib saber?
I have no idea.
Okay. I thought maybe you did.
No, I don't know this one. Ribbed saber, black cloak. Let's see. No paint on saber handle, tan vest, rib saber. Tunic is glossy black, tan vest, indented saber. Tunic is glossy black, tan vest, rib saber. Black vest, indented saber, blue cloak. Black vest, indented saber, black cloak. Tunic is glossy black vest, indented saber. Black vest, ribbed saber, black cloak. Black vest, ribbed saber, and blue cloak. And tunic is glossy black vest, ribbed saber. No paint on saber handle, black vest, ribbed saber. And then finally, hologram sticker on the card. There is one other one, but I'm not seeing it. Maybe, was that on a green card? I can't remember now. The one that came out at the theater.
I think that was a green card.
The theater Luke.
Yeah, the theater Luke's, I think, was a green card.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Here it is down here. Theater. Yeah, okay. It was on a green card. Well, those had an issue where they fell off the card.
Mine did. Did yours?
Like 99% of them do. I don't know. Mine's in the closet.
I tried to store mine flat, and then when several years later when I was getting figures out, and sorting stuff, it still fell off the card.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way to do it. I mean, you can re-glue it if you want. Yeah,
I just decided to leave it like it is.
But, yeah, it is what it is. Sometimes those glues, that's like the Black Series 3 3/4-inch figures. They had an issue with that, too.
Yes, I remember that.
And their solution to it was to put tape on it.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, we're not going to change the glue. We're just going to put tape on top of it as well and tape it on.
Mm-hmm.
I will. Let's see. The next one, Luke Tatooine. There you go, Carl.
Luke Tatooine. Long saber, long slot, short saber, short slot. And short saber, short slot. Those are all .00. The rest of these look like they are all foreign releases. But, I kind of like this one, even though, once again, he was a little too muscular.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is a hard figure to do, especially when you're doing a sleeveless figure. Because a couple of them, even Hasbro's released now, the joints and stuff like that, the sleeveless arms look just awkward on some of the figures. When you have a lot of articulation. I assume you had this one, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that was the original Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... the next one is Luke in the X-Wing. Okay. So Luke X-Wing, he came originally in, of course, .00 cards, long saber, and then a capital F for all fighters. Evidently on the back of the card or something, it said the fighters was capitalized instead of lowercase.
See, I didn't know about that one either.
I did, just because you figure out when it goes from 0.00 to 0.01, you can find that stuff out. The next was still 0.00, but it was a short saber, short slot, and then, of course, still the capital F. And then the 0.01 actually had a long lightsaber, which is crazy because they had already come out with a short saber before that. So I'm curious why. And then they changed the capital F to lowercase. So all the rest of these had been changed from capital F and fighters to lowercase f. The short saber with the long tray, the short saber with the short tray, the short saber with the short tray, but taped down blaster, the short saber with the short slot or short tray, seen on, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah,
that makes no sense. Sometimes these people, I think they make stuff up.
Yeah.
But then, of course, also a hologram version as well, which they didn't do all of them, but they did some.
Yeah, and they was kind of hard to find because I never did see any of the holograms on the orange cards before they changed over to the green cards.
We'll do a couple more here.
Okay. So our next is Hammerhead.
Yep.
Hammerhead, no warning on card. And I think this was a thing that happened a lot. And it was also kept 0.00 and a warning sticker on card. I think they realized, oops, we forgot to, you know, have the choking hazard or whatever. So they had to go back and put stickers on them.
Yep.
And that's the only two versions he had on the orange card. And I thought he turned out pretty good. I think they did an excellent job with the aliens and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it tried to make them look like Masters of the Universe characters.
Yeah. All right. So our next one is Princess Leia in her white gown, or as we like to call her, Monkey Face Leia.
Yeah.
Because she was butt ugly. I mean, horrible.
Yep.
I've never seen a more, I guess, horrible looking version of Carrie Fisher in a figure in all my life.
Yeah. I think in general, any female figure released on any line, I haven't seen anything that horrifying that's supposed to look like an actress.
Yeah. So the original 0.001 came on her belt. It had three rings around it, and then they dropped down to two rings on the belt, and then two rings on the belt, but they had some tape on the skirt. I don't know what that's all about. That's a new one for me. Yeah. And then they came out with a hologram on her with the two rings on the belt. But I guess no tape on the skirt. All right. So now we've got C-3PO's buddy.
R2-D2.
Yep.
And he had a, I guess there's no variations on him. This is pretty much the same thing.
I mean, it says that there was a slanted bubble version.
Yeah.
But it says 0.0 question mark. And yeah. It's like over here, it says rare.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how many of those were actually released.
But R2 looked great. I mean, he just looked like he's supposed to look.
Yeah. And he came with a holo sticker as well.
Yes.
How many more we got? We still got several more. Yeah, we'll stop right there.
Okay.
So we stopped with R2.
That shouldn't be too hard to remember.
Hopefully Dwayne will be back for us next time.
Yep, because we know he still has. It'd be interesting to see how many versions he has, because we know he.
I don't think he kept all the versions, though. I think he just got one.
One of each, okay.
Of each. Now, if it came on a different colored card, like a green version, then he might have got those, but I'm not even sure if he got those.
But a lot of these are still super cheap. If you decided you wanted to get into the Power of the Force line, it is a cheap Star Wars line to start collecting. I mean, there's still some, like some of these are mentioned rare. There's still some rare ones to get out there, but if you just wanted one of each that was released, it would not be that expensive of a line to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if there's any completists out there that
I don't know.
Has a huge Power of the Force.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's all for our episode. You want to read us out?
Yep, if I can get that screen to come back up for me. want to thank all of our Patreon members for supporting us. We really appreciate it and hope you enjoy getting to watch the video if you watch it by being, what label do you have to be able to watch the video? I forget.
$2 and above.
Yeah, $2 and above. You can watch us hold up our figures and show them off. But that is at patreon.com/the Star Wars Collector. And we're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/the Star Wars Collector podcast. And once again, if you don't care, leave us an iTunes review and any other place that may let you leave reviews. Because we noticed last time there were some places that you could actually leaves like even stars, even though you can't leave a review. So anywhere you listen, if you can click and give us support, go for it. And if you need to email us, like sending Ask Bo questions, because we haven't had any of those in a while, that is tswcpodcast@gmail.com. And we're on X at tswcpodcast, Blue Sky at tswcpodcast. And this month's Facebook shout out goes out to Drew Hart.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess that's all for this episode, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right. Bye, everybody.